This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
So yeah, I am what survives if it's slain. So that's just for everyone now. We're just going to get stuck turning into the podcast. That's a lyric in a Zach Hemsey song called Nice to Meet Me. And today's talk, we're talking about rebirth. So I was listening to this morning, and a couple of things within the lyrics is, I'm now a free once slave. I'm not part of a game. I'm not a moth to a flame. I'm both man and brigade. I won't be denied or restrained. I am what the weak can't obtain. I am what survive if it's slain. Now that's the line that I'm really want to talk about. This whole rebirth thing. So even in Joseph Campbell's The Hero with a Thousand Faces, the hero's journey, it's looking at the death of the old. It's not the old self, actually. It's a death of the ego structures that's attempting to protect the self. It's a death of them. And so often we get so scared with the death of whatever that is that we never actually move through it. But like that lyric, I'm what's left after it's slain or whatever. After that lyric, that's what it is. It's looking at when we kill off the parts of us that aren't real, that aren't serving us, what's left is you. And I had a conversation yesterday with a good friend of mine. I don't know when the podcast will go up, but the whole point around masculinity, and like there's this death of the boy, birth of the man, and it's the same for women. When we can kill off the parts of us that no longer serve us, and start to show up genuinely in the moment, as opposed to worried about what people are thinking or worried about things outside of our control, these types of examples, right? Concerned about image, all that shit. When we can kill all that away, often we're so scared that nothing will be left, but what's actually left is you. And this is the rebirth, when we start to realize that the way that we've been thinking isn't necessarily because that's what we think, it's because it's what we were trained to think. And when we can question that, when we can actually lean into that and go, why do I think like this? Why do I believe that? Why do I want to do that? Why do I do what I do? And question it, genuinely pulling it apart. Because if it's real, if it's true, it'll come back the same answer. If it's not, it'll be scared, whatever it is. And so when we move through that painful experience, and it is a painful experience, when we can move through that, parts of us die that were never truly parts of us, that we built to protect us as a younger child, or to try and protect us in the face of someone else. And everyone has the opportunity to go through a rebirth, and probably multiple rebirths, to be fair. And it's really just seeing those layers that we put on top of ourselves to protect ourselves, that we call ourselves, that aren't us. And when we can honestly, genuinely move through that, the parts of us that get scared are the parts of us that are going to die off, not actually you. You'll be okay. You always have been, you always were. It's those things. And often the things that are scared, if you listen carefully, it'll sound like a little boy or a little girl. And that's because that's the inner child that doesn't know how to trust itself to be okay. And there's multiple coaching conversations I've had with people where they've had to literally have the conversation with their inner child. It sounds corny saying it out loud in a public forum, but it's fucking true. So often we look in the mirror and we may say something like, well, you need to fucking sort your shit out, mate. You can't keep fucking doing this. Or some variation of that. All you're doing is giving yourself a pep talk, but you're actually talking to yourself, right? And so when we can pay attention to the fact that what is scared is not you as the adult you, as you are today, it's the experiences you hold to be true from the past that you bring to that moment, which means you're responding to the current moment as an immature version of yourself. And so when we can let that go and trust ourselves to move through that, that's when we first learn to fucking kill those things off and choose to actually back yourself. And that's fucking scary. It's really scary. And that's on multiple fronts. I've spoken to grown men, grown really successful men that can't do it. I've spoken to young teenagers. I've spoken to 20-year-old something, professional women who just go, fuck it, they're done, and they move through it, and they don't become a new person. They unbecome the bullshit they never were, but they wore as if that were true. So if you haven't had your rebirth yet, then we're probably in a good time to start looking for it. Anyway, that's me done. I'm out. You can grab my book, Mining Yourself, from anywhere online that sells books. You can get the ebook copy from the description of this video. Otherwise, team, that's me done. I am out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick and slay the dragon. I'll see you guys soon.